USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. More details have been disclosed in that shooting in Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday. Authorities in Israel say a Palestinian gunman opened fire at a bus, wounding several passengers. Among them, Americans visiting the country. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was made aware the injured were from his home state of New York. He shared what he had learned in a Sunday press briefing.
Hits so close to home because at least three of those eight on the bus were American.
The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when they conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Republican Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland was on ABC this week and says this anti-FBI rhetoric is dangerous.
Losing faith in our federal law enforcement officers and our justice system and our, you know, is a really serious problem for the country.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in central Pennsylvania are trying to find why a man who allegedly drove a car into a crowd at an outdoor fundraiser would then be involved in a murder nearby. In Berwick, seen at the fundraiser for a family that lost 10 people in a fire a week ago, one person was killed and 17 being treated for serious injuries. State police spokesman Trooper Anthony Petroski disclosing that after that, police were called to a disturbance in nearby Nescopec. There, a woman was found dead and a suspect arrested. And there's trouble in Mexico.
The State Department is telling American citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns in the Mexican state of Baja California. The towns include Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. Gang violence erupted there late Friday and early Saturday, the U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves, including seeking secure shelter, monitor local media for updates, and be aware of their surroundings. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The government's $42.5 billion plan to expand internet service to underserved communities is stuck in a holding pattern nearly 9 months after approval, largely because authorities still don't know where gaps need to be filled. The broadband plan, part of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill signed by President Biden last November, stipulates that money to improve service can't be doled out until the Federal Communications Commission completes new maps showing where homes and businesses lack fast service. Lawmakers demanded new maps after flawed data in past subsidy programs caused construction projects across the country to bypass many of the Americans that they were supposed to serve. Officials warn this could take some time. Okay, kid, you've got to shut it down.
Police in eastern Ohio told a little girl to shut down her lemonade stand after someone complained. Asa Baker, who's 8, says it's because she didn't have a permit, but the cop encouraged her to get one.
Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 for, to try and pay for it.
Asa's dad saying he didn't know a permit was required, but police in Alliance say those are the rules. A downtown business owner heard about it all, so he made a space outside his business for Asa to set up shop, where police said they would not bother her. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.